This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Gillespie School District Superintendent Paul Skeens. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Paul, coming up in, a little over a month, I guess we could say, is the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce's Tour de Coal Bike Ride, and that's our topic of conversation today. And first, maybe if you could, for listeners who may not be familiar with Tour de Coal, could you give us a little history?
I certainly can. About 7 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce visited with me and asked if there was anything that I knew of as a project that could be a good project for the Chamber to be involved in. And I asked them if they had ever considered doing a bike ride. And, of course, they accepted that idea. And we're now in the seventh year of what we call Tour de Coal. We started 7 years ago, and our first year we had 99 riders, and we have had as many as 540-some riders in some of the past rides, and this year we're expecting numbers in that area. It may be down a little bit because of heat, but once the heat goes away, and I think it will be gone in September, it might even bring more people out, and we could exceed that 500 count pretty easily. The ride is set up for a family ride. There's a 15-mile circuit for family ride, starts and ends in the same place. There's a mid-length 30-mile ride starting and ending in the same place. And then we do a longer ride, which we call the Metric Century Ride, and that's 63-plus miles, and it starts and ends at the start as well. Our fees for the ride for a single person, it's $15 if they pre-register. It's $20 if they register the day of the ride. And for a family, it's $40 if they pre-register and $50 the day of the ride. You can pre-register by going to the website of active.com, that's www.active.com, and put in search Tour de Coal, or you can go to the chamber website, www.coalcountrychamber.com, and you can register online at either of those places. It's a fun thing that we think provides great opportunity for the citizens in our area to get involved in some healthy exercise. Riding a bike is good for you. It's a family event that people can ride with younger children. And we do require that you wear helmets. And it begins on at 7 a.m. on the 22nd of September. And you can register from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Benilde Civic Center. That's 200 East Central Avenue, Benilde, Illinois. And we also provide what is called SAG, S-A-G, and SAG is an acronym meaning support and gear. And the Cyclery, which is a bicycle shop in Edwardsville, Illinois, they actually bring some of their personnel up here and they run the route with their vans and they assist people who might have some kind of mechanical problem, a flat tire or something like that. And we also run the route for people who just maybe took on a little bit more than they thought, and we bring them back to their car. It's a really fun thing, and besides the registration, if you register, you'll get a T-shirt and a redeemable ticket for a sandwich and a soft drink at the Fall Festival, which is held in the Benilde City Park. So it's a wonderful opportunity to take part in a bike ride early in the morning and then participate in the Fall Festival in the afternoon.
If we could, maybe could you talk a little bit about what does, you know, you have the three separate rides, the family, the mid-length, and the Metric Century. Could you talk about some of the places you go by or if there's something special anywhere along the ride path?
Yeah, the just about, well, the early part of the ride, all three go through the same area. We start in Benilde and go out through Eagerville and the shorter circles back in and comes back down the bicycle trail back into Benilde. The mid-length, it goes from Bunnell through Eagerville, and we transfer through Henderson and Dorchester and that area. In the longer ride, we hit all of those places I mentioned before, but we also go through Bunker Hill, we go through Staunton, we go through Mount Olive. It's a longer ride, and what we've tried to do is to take in all of the surrounding communities that surround Gillespie and Bunnell, and we try to involve the people in those areas in this ride. And so it gives an opportunity for some of the towns in our area to participate in a bike ride event by being out watching the riders go by, cheering them on, or whatever they want to do. In addition to that, we have rest stops. We have five planned rest stops where people in the ride can stop and they get water and some type of fruit or something of that nature. And it involves a lot of planning and a lot of support. And, of course, I have to thank the planning team that puts this together. It's made up of strictly all volunteers. There's no money paid to anybody. It's all volunteer work, and it's done for the community as a whole. And so, in essence, we involve the surrounding communities in a one-day event that really is a fun thing to be involved in.
The registration fees, the proceeds from that go to what?
They go to the Chamber of Commerce, and the Chamber of Commerce uses that to put on things like the Fall Festival and the various activities that they're involved in. You know, the music in the park on Tuesdays in Bunnell. You know, it helps fund civic things that are provided for the various communities.
And one more time before we end the show, if somebody would like to get in, as you say, for the T-shirt and or pre-register, again, where should they go?
Okay, you can register at two places. You can register on the Coal Country Chamber website, and that's www.coalcountrychamber, Coal Country Chamber is one word, and then .com. Or you can go to www.active.com. And on when you get to the Active, you have to search for Tour de Cole, and then you can register online. You can also pick up a paper registration at the Chamber of Commerce office, and you know, you can do it by paper if you wish. In many of the previous bike rides, we put out brochures and registration papers at the Tour de Stooges that was held down in Highland, and we put them out on the Tour de Donut that was started in Staunton, which had 1,600 and some riders this year, I understand. So a lot of paper is out there, but you can do paper registration, two different websites you can register on, and we would encourage anyone that has any interest in cycling to register for this ride. It's really a fun event, and not only do you get a T-shirt when you register at the end of the ride, you will be given a ticket for a sandwich and a soft drink at the Fall Festival booth.
Paul Skeens would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.